season of Christmas. In fact, it's the ninth day of Christmas. So if you remember your song, today is the day for nine ladies dancing. We don't have those today, though. So we need to continue to celebrate the coming of Emmanuel. We light the Advent wreath and Christ candle to remind us of that celebration. Let us pray. Dear God, our Father, who sent the greatest gift ever given, the greatest ever received, to dwell in our hearts and show us how to live, we thank you for the great blessing we have received in the person of your Son, and we ask your aid in living by his word. As we begin a new calendar year, we want to live as you want us to be kind and forgiving and humble. We ask your blessing on all those we care about and all those who care about us. In the dark days of winter, may we acknowledge your light and follow it as best we can. Give us the strength to do your work here on earth. There is so very much work to do. Hear our prayers for all those in need today, all those who grieve, all those who suffer. In addition to those mentioned earlier, we pray especially for those whose names we lift to you in the silence of our hearts. We pray as he taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Please stand if you are able for the reading of the scripture. I'm reading the continuation of what we heard last Sunday, Luke chapter 2, verses 21 to 24 and 39 to 30. When the eighth day arrived, the day of circumcision, the child was named Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived. Then, when the days stipulated by Moses for purification were complete, they took him up to Jerusalem to offer him to God as commanded in God's law, which says, Every male who opens the womb shall be a holy offering to God, and also to sacrifice the pair of doves or young pigeons prescribed in God's law. When they had finished everything required by God in the law, they returned to Galilee and their own town, Nazareth. There the child grew strong in body and wise in spirit, and the grace of God was upon him. May God add his blessing to our reading of the scripture this morning. You may be seated, please. Jesus' life continued beyond the manger, of course. Our lives continue beyond December 25th. I can offer no better plan for our lives after Christmas than the words of 20th century preacher and theologian Howard Thurman. Perhaps you know them. When the song of the angels is stilled, when the star in the sky is gone, when the kings and princes are home, when the shepherds are back in their flocks, the work of Christmas begins. To find the lost, to heal the broken, to feed the hungry, to release the prisoner, to rebuild the nations, to bring peace among the people, to make music in the heart.